you guys need to appreciate what you've got in front of you. You need to manage it. You need to savor it. What do you think about that and what that does for a team's overall cohesion and loyalty?
Well, Nick, first of all, I think there's a twofold purpose to that. The first thing you do, you know, is you create an environment where you keep guys together beyond just practice and meeting. So everybody gets to know each other. You know the guy that you're fighting next to. And he, you know, you have an opportunity to form relationships. Too often on football teams, what happens is everybody comes in, they got a job, they do their job, and everybody moves on, you know, and there's no relationships formed. Well, Marty's really smart because what he's doing is he's creating a whole lot of cohesion on his football team by bringing those guys together every Friday and doing that. The second thing, I think, is I take my hat off to him because there's not many coaches that have the kind of confidence in having veterans around, knowing that these guys have knowledge, knowing that these guys have played the game, understand the game, can coach the game in some respect, and they're okay with having those guys around their players. Because sometimes, you know, as an ex-player, you look at the game and, you know, you feel like you've got all the answers. And I think sometimes head coaches, organizations become intimidated by that whole type of situation. But I think it's good that they do it because, you know, they're reaching back and they're building on the tradition that they've had in San Diego. They're taking some of the knowledge that some of these players have had, some of the experiences that these veteran players have had, and they've given these players, these current players, an opportunity to draw on those experiences, to form a relationship with these guys, and create a bond. A bond of tradition and a bond of history. And it's really smart. It's really smart. I guarantee you that has a lot to do with, you know, obviously they're playing well, but I guarantee you that has a lot to do with why they are playing so well, because, you know, they formed a totally different attitude, you know, around that entire organization. And it's very, very apparent.
I'll tell you, one of the most meaningful experiences I had in my career, Seth Joyner and Dr. Solomon, was during the annual Chiefs alumni game when the alumni players would be there right before halftime, right behind our bench. And I'd be in the middle of the game, but I'd turn around and I'd see Len Dawson and Buck Buchanan and Willie Lanier, and I'd see some of those veterans and those legendary players like Jan Stenard and all those players behind it. And it gave me a chill to think that I was part of that tradition. And I always played better. I played with a sense of commitment and focus. Dr. Solomon, what is it? What is Marty Schottenheimer tapping into that the rest of us can in our own ways?
Well, it's creating a family there in the team. I think what Seth is saying is so true. You know, it's not only the X's and O's and executing, it's your feelings about the other players that make you not want to fail them when you're on the field, and that's developed from that sense of family that Coach Schottenheimer has really developed. I know there was a small article I read about Philip Rivers. You know, he had to sit behind Drew Brees for 2 years, and the players all marveled about how he'd go around the locker room and engage all the different players while he was sitting, and they knew it was tough for him. And this offseason, Antonio Gates told the story that Philip Rivers just was always in the offseason showing up at his house, telling him they wanted to run routes, but most of the time what they did was they just hung around and shot the breeze and talked and got to know each other and really bond. And they're saying that really shows on the field, that togetherness that they have amongst all the players in wanting to be there and pick each other up.
Seth, let me ask you, some of the players on the Carolina Panthers have had such an up-and-down season, it's been mentioned on a couple other teams, that when they made the attempt, not through big speeches during meetings, but more simply saying, hey, let's go out to dinner on Thursday night, let's do things together in the middle of the season, is that a bunch of junk, or is there something to that?
Well, I think you have to do that, Nick. I mean, almost every team that I played for, you know, Thursday night was our night to get together, whether it be as a defensive unit or everyone was invited and whoever showed. You know, when I came into Arizona, I tried to, you know, implement that sort of environment here because God knows they needed it here more than any place that I had ever been. But I think there's something to it because, you know, guys come from different walks of life, you know. They have different belief systems. They think differently. They act differently. A lot of different things. And in order for me to play with a guy that I'm line up next to each and every week. In order for me to understand how he thinks, in order for me to battle for him and know that he'll battle for me and understand we're in agreement and we're battling for the same thing, don't I have to have a relationship with that guy? Don't I have to know that guy? Doesn't that guy have to know who I am? So I think that in a lot of ways, sometimes you kind of grasp for straws when you're in the throes of the game and things are going bad and you're trying to figure out how to right the ship. You know, sometimes you reach for straws and you do some unconventional things, but, you know, more times than not, Nick, you know, you have to create some relationships with the guys that you play with the people that you work with, in order for you to be effective. Because now I know this guy's aiming for the same thing that I'm aiming for, and if we're all in the same boat and aiming for the same goal, then we stand a much better chance of having success than otherwise.